This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
We continue here live, darting across Connecticut, as you know we do, every other week. Throw a dart at a map, wherever it lands, we show. And the truth is, if the town doesn't have a greasy spoon, then we got to get creative. And we are here at the Firehouse, 35 North Main, sort of diagonal from the Dunkin' Donuts. And we had Armand came by bright and early before he fired up his truck to do his driving for the day. We've had people drive by honking and saying hello. We even had a bus driver slow down. I was like, you got kids in there. You got to keep going. It's been great. And you know, we maybe if we had started this, did Beacon Falls at a later date, we would have done it from Molly's Bakery. You know what's a good idea? I'm going to grow my family. I'm going to have my second child. Then I'm going to open a bakery.
Yeah.
Yeah, great plan. That sounds awesome.
100% can recommend.
First of all, Molly DeLong joining us from Molly's Bakery. We're in the middle of a growth story here for you, right? I mean, this is a story that we don't know the end point or whatever. So tell me about how you started making these and what you're about to embark on.
Yeah, so we're in like our third phase of growth. I started about 4 years ago from home. We were just like a little cottage bakery, right?
But you just decided I make good muffins, so I want to start.
I used to be a baker when I lived in Maine.
Okay.
So I have a little bit of training, moved down here, took a break from baking. And then when COVID was going, my work slowed down and I was like, you know, I could start baking again.
So you had another career.
Yeah. So, 4 month old at home and I was home. So I started baking from home, doing the farmers markets. Got busy really, really fast, and found out through a customer that there was a commercial bakery in town that had sort of closed down. So I reached out and she was still there, but she was only doing wholesale. So she offered to let me rent out her kitchen. So that's where I've been the last couple years, doing like commercial baking, mostly wholesale, doing customer pre-orders, farmers markets. And recently the opportunity came up to take over the lease. So it's kind of at this point where, like, you know, I had a newborn at home. Do I slow down a little bit? Do I keep going? And, you know, it's hard, but I was thinking about it. Like, the town didn't have a bakery.
Right.
You know, it's like a nice little spot for the community to gather. And, you know, we love the community. I didn't want to leave Beacon Falls. So we stayed, and we're in transition right now, starting to build up the storefront and make some big changes.
So when are you going to open, do you think?
We're hoping by the end of May.
Okay.
Yeah.
And there'll be seating, too, and stuff like that?
Yeah.
And coffee and so on?
Yeah, so we're going to have local coffee by Sleeping Giant Coffee, and we're going to have some seating. It's going to be grab-and-go breakfast sandwiches, focaccia sandwiches, bakery items, of course,
awesome.
Fresh bread every day.
What time are you going to open?
So probably sometime around 7:30.
Nice. Yeah. We could have pulled that off, Joey. We could have done that. We're talking with Molly DeLong. And again, where can they find you, like on either on Instagram or the web? So if they want to check out, because we'll talk about the muffins in a second, but how can people find you?
So if you go on Facebook, Instagram, it's Molly's Bakery CT. If you look up Molly's Bakery, you can find me pretty much on all platforms.
So the muffins, first of all, I mean, thank you. I love personally, like, the size, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, because they're not huge, so you could have a couple. And there's blueberry, which is legendary. And I thought these were going to be like cranberry or cranberry orange. And I don't understand why people make them. And I know some people love them, but like, I'm not a huge fan because I don't like marmalade or whatever. And these are raspberry. And I ate one in like 4 bites. It's absolutely delicious. And then you also have lemon poppy seed, and you have
cinnamon chip chocolate chip.
That sounds – so it's cinnamon chip – you have cinnamon chips and chocolate chips in there. Oh, my kids would absolutely adore that. Is it just experimentation, trial and error? Like, how did you come up with the one – and they are just they have to be – I mean, they're so – they're. I don't like the word moist.
In baking, it's okay.
I know, but nobody likes it. But anyway, but they're just – they're delicious. So, like, I mean, obviously, you have to have a pretty premium product here, right?
Yeah. So, you know, our goal, like, when developing recipes is also, like, how long it's going to last when the customer purchases it. So when we're testing things, like, that's what we're testing for. We take it home and let it sit for a couple days. We keep trying it. Because, you know, sometimes people buy, like, 4 muffins or 6, and you know that they're spreading that out over, you know, half a week.
Right. You don't want to bite into it, like, 6 hours later and have a tooth ready to go.
Yeah. And that's the great thing about sourdough as well, is actually a higher water content than store-bought bread. So it's that's why it's, like, nice and moist and stays fresh longer.
My wife, by the way, still, I mean, I know the pandemic, everyone baked bread, but we still do sourdough. We have, do like a loaf every two weeks
that,
in our house. Yeah. Cause, and then we'll just, she goes, loaf of sourdough, toast for 2 days, and then BLTs, and then it's gone. And it's the cycle. We're talking with Molly DeLong from Molly's Bakery, which is going to open right here on Main Street, right?
So 113 South Main Street, right down the street.
So you're from Maine. We talked about this off the air, and your husband's an engineer, works at Sikorsky, and you have two young children, one born in the pandemic and one born recently, and you moved here. First of all, when he got the job, I don't know where his job is, but why did you pick Beacon Falls? And you already talked a lot in a laudatory way about it. Like, what do you love about it?
So we actually live in Oxford, but like right over the line. So it's like almost closer to over here than, you know, downtown Oxford. But for us, like when we lived in Maine, it was, you know, there's farms, there's smaller communities. And coming down to Connecticut was almost like a culture shock. I mean, even living, you know, lived in Portland, Maine for a while, which is busy. Every city in Connecticut, even the little ones, seem busier than Portland.
Really? Most people think it's so sleepy here. That's so
I know.
Funny.
It depends where you're coming from. So, like, you know, that's why we love this area. It's just, like, small community vibes, basically. And, you know, we kind of needed that. We didn't want, like, the rush of some of the bigger towns that are getting built up. And it's been great. We love it.
I mean, listen, it's a small town of 60. That's the first time I've heard somebody say, like, you know, come from where I came from. Like, Connecticut felt busy to me.
It's true.
We don't get that a lot. Well, listen, I just want to congratulate you and your family. I mean, it must be really a lot to handle. And right now, she's on the edge. She's got one kid at home watching a little television. Husband's about to get up, and the baby's still asleep.
Hopefully.
knock on wood. And so check it out. Again, it's Molly's Bakery CT. If you go on social media, it'll be open here on Main Street, hopefully by you know, late spring. And again, I look forward to getting the blueberry in the next break. We really appreciate you getting up early and baking some stuff for us.
Thanks for having me.
All right, awesome. This is great stuff. And again, Molly's Bakery. Check it out. Molly DeLong, thank you so much.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.